Obviously, I'll ask you about the stories in the press today. I just wonder how significant you think it is that the DUP have attended their first official lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender pride event. This is the Belfast Lord Mayor, Gavin Robinson. Is that significant? What's the DUP trying to say by attending this event?
Well, Fiona, I think sometimes people get carried away with the location and the event rather than the content of what is being said. I mean, that used to be the case years ago whenever, you know, people from a particular unionist perspective by and large didn't go to the Irish Republic or didn't speak to Republican events. But by and large, that doesn't happen now in terms of, you know, the media exposure of the fact that they're going. But if you examine what is being said at these events, and it's important to, you know, to analyse what Gavin Robinson was saying, and that is that our position remains unchanged. We believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's what he repeated at the event. But obviously the media are more concerned with the fact that he went rather than what he said.
Well, the Belfast Telegraph is describing it as historic.
Yes, the Belfast Telegraph would. You know, but you know, people want to try and pick that out. You know, the BBC had as their headline on their web page last night, on the Northern Ireland News web page, the fact that he went. And further down, the story was what he said when he went, which was that repeat of the traditional view. And that is our view and will not change.
Sure, but can I just ask you then, just to nail this, why has the DUP not gone before?
Well, I think we didn't go last year because we didn't get an invite until the very end. I think we were the last group to be invited. I know there was a hiccup. I don't know what it was, but there was supposed to be an invite. We didn't get it until the very end, and we hadn't anyone available to go. We got an earlier invite this year, and we were able to go.
If you were invited, would you go?
Yes, I would. Yes, and I would spell out in clear, unambiguous terms what my view is, just as I will be doing at an event that many Republicans will be attending next week. And that will be absolutely clear. People won't need a dictionary to come back and say, what did you mean by that? And we're not just too clear. They will be absolutely clear.
So there's no change in the DUP's policy then?
That's right.
So when NPC Junior, for example, in 2007 said he was repulsed by homosexuality, do you share that view?
I share the view that the traditional view of marriage is between a man and a woman.
That's about marriage.
I know that's not what your question is, but that's my statement.
And when the current health minister is maintaining a lifetime ban on gay men donating blood, do you support that policy?
Well, that's a view the health minister has taken, and I support his view. And the position of the party remains that the traditional view of a marriage is between a man and a woman.
What I'm really, and I'll leave this after this next question, Greg, but what I'm really trying to establish is that for those people who might read into this, that the DUP is softening its position towards gay people in Northern Ireland. That's not the case, is that right?
No, well, Stephen, you know, to talk about softening position regarding gay people...
A PR bid for the middle ground vote in Northern Ireland, if people are gay or whatever. That's what I'm asking. Is there any change in direction
here? Our party's position was and remains that we are opposed to the active promotion of the homosexual lifestyle. That is our position and remains our position. But we agree and totally support the fact that people of whatever sexual orientation have certain rights. They should not be discriminated against. They should not be attacked. They should not be made the subject of abuse. That is our position and will remain our position. That's in no way contrary to the traditional view of marriage, which is between a man and a woman.
Now, just finally, before you go, Gregory, I believe you have a challenge for me. I'm known to fill a goalkeeper's net.
Yeah, well, I think there's more than one way of putting that, Stephen. Yes, tonight there is a charity event at the Corian Showgrounds, the home of Corian Football Club, and it's Men Against Cancer, which has been organised by some local people, a very worthwhile charity. They've invited a number of well-known personalities, including yourself, to come along and to fill that goal. And my perspective to the organisers was, look, however big Nolan is, however much he thinks he can fill the net, I'll put the ball past him.
Do you want to bet?
Yep, I'd take you on.
So if I stand in that net,
Yes.
And I save your shot, you're losing money.
Correct.
I have been
If I score, you're losing money.
I have been wanting to take money off you for a long time.
Right.
A very long time.
Stephen,
have you any idea about the amount of dreams I've had about you?
The words money and Stephen Nolan definitely go together. Those words normally do appear in the same sentence, yes. But I'm up for the challenge if you're up. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Coleraine Showgrounds, Ballycastle Road. People should come along to see a very worthwhile charity and to see one very embarrassed radio presenter. And I think Julian Simmons is coming as well.
No, I'm not sure if I can make it at 7 o'clock. I will try. But if I can't, I want this to be happening at some stage. Right?
Right. Yep. And I understand, Stephen, after you've finished today, that your other duties on your double-jobbing schedule will take you to the North Coast.
That's right.
And if that is the case,
that's right,
then I am going to get some of my people to liaise with your people, and this showdown will take place today, come what may. Or now, are you up for this or not? Are you going to run away?
It wouldn't be the first time you'd said that.
Are you up for this or are you going to run away?
Oh, I'm not going to run away from you, Gregory. I've never run away from you. Let me assure you, I don't run away from you.
Right. Then you don't do walking away either. Is that it, Stephen?
You know, I'm just thinking if your team Rangers get any worse, you'll maybe end up playing for them.
There's no need for that now. I think that's a big blow to the belt. Now, look, we've got reasonably good quality goalkeepers, but there's a goalkeeper today at some point between 12 and 2 o'clock today. If he can't make it at 7 o'clock tonight, there's a goalkeeper that's going to have a very red face.
It's game on.
Yep.
And I'll be...
I look forward to it, Stephen.
Which charity benefits from this?
Men Against Cancer. And just on a serious note, Stephen, I think we men don't take our health seriously enough. And this charity is very, very well organised by a local guy called Barry Torrens and a group of men in the Coleraine area who are wanting to highlight this. And it is a very, very worthwhile cause, and hopefully people will come along and support it tonight.
Well, I'll be very happy to make a donation to that charity, and I'll also be very happy to make sure that I take money off you for that charity. Thank you, Greg.
Well, I'll be delighted, Stephen, if some of your hard-earned cash or whatever kind of cash it is.
I'm glad you've described it like that.
To this cancer.
Gregory Campbell describes my income as hard-earned cash.
Yeah,
there's a story.
Well, yeah, okay. The double-jobbing Stephen Nolan is in goals tonight.
Thank you, Gregory. Morning to you.